Good morning, everyone. It is time for us to have our Sunday morning lesson. Happy Mother's Day. Let me say that first of all. I'm excited to report that it looks like we'll be able to assemble for worship again next week, beginning next Sunday. We will meet Sunday morning and Sunday night, but we will not meet for Sunday school. We still need to maintain social distancing for one more week. And so while the households can sit together, we need to have households sitting at least 6 feet apart from others in the auditorium. And so also those that serve the Lord's Supper will be serving with gloves on. And we will accommodate the best way we can to assure everyone's health and safety. Those that are still high risk, it's certainly understandable for them to remain at home, and we're trying everything we can to be able to do a live stream next Sunday morning from the church building, and hopefully we'll be able to accomplish that. So just pray for us in that respect, but for now, this will be the last Sunday that we will be doing a remote worship service. And from this point on, then we'll try to do a live service from the church building. So hopefully we can work that out. All right. Well, open your Bibles to Proverbs 31. And this, of course, is the proverb about the virtuous woman. And there's a specific passage, verses 26 through 31, that I'd like to draw your attention to this morning. My title of my lesson is Mothers Make a Difference. Mothers Make a Difference. Proverbs 31, 26 through 31. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her husband and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. We live in a world that seems determined to minimize the role mothers play in their children's lives. The world would have us believe that mothers really don't matter. I read about a private school a couple of years ago that had canceled Mother's Day. There would be no Mother's Day cards made. The art class would not make clay picture frames for the kids to take home as a gift. Mother's Day would be completely ignored. Why? So that the children being raised by homosexuals wouldn't get their feelings hurt. Because, after all, two dads are just as good as a mom, right? I mean, a child can get along just fine without mom, right? Wrong. Moms make all the difference. I told this story last year, but it needs to be repeated. A man came home from work, and he found his three children outside, still in their pajamas, playing in the mud. The door of the wife's car was open, as was the front door to the house, and there was no sign of the dog. Inside the house, he found an even bigger mess. A lamp had been knocked over, the TV was blaring on a cartoon channel, and the living room was covered with toys and clothing everywhere. In the kitchen, dishes filled the sink. Breakfast food was spilled on the counter, the refrigerator door was wide open, and dog food had been spilled on the floor. Fearing the worst, he quickly headed up the stairs, stepping over toys and more piles of clothes, looking for his wife. And as he passed the hall bathroom, he heard a trickle of water. He made his way to the bathroom door. Peering inside, he saw wet towels on the floor, more toys scattered across the floor, miles of toilet paper laying in a heap, and toothpaste had been smeared all over the mirror and the walls. He rushed to the bedroom and found his wife still curled up in the bed, wearing her pajamas, reading a book. She looked up at him, smiled, and asked how his day went. Beside himself, the man said, "What happened here today?" She calmly looked at her husband and answered, "You know how sometimes you come home from work and you ask me, what in the world I do all day?" "Yes," he said. She answered, "Well, today I didn't do it." Mothers make all the difference. Have you watched little girls playing with their baby dolls? They're so cute, aren't they? You ladies remember playing with dolls, right? Those cute little dolls, they never cried in the middle of the night. They never produced a terrible odor in their diapers. These cute little dolls never had to be fed, did they? In fact, if you grew tired of playing with your little doll, you could just throw it in the corner or in a toy box until the urge came to play with it again. And as you grew up, you could see others cuddling their real babies, and you might think to yourself that someday you would have one of those for your very own. But there's more to it, isn't there, ladies? The thought of the pain of childbirth hardly crossed your mind, did it? Dirty diapers that would cause you to gag never entered your mind. Diaper rash, cries in the middle of the night, cries throughout the day, cries for no apparent reason, and then every few hours, needing to be fed, spitting food back out, burping, spitting up, and then there's the laundry. And oh yes, colic, and more crying, and teething. Thank God for Orajel. Being a mother is nothing like playing with a baby doll. Rather, when we think of mothers, we automatically reflect on the sacrificial, steadfast love a mother has for her children and all that goes with it. God even compares his love and care for his people to that of a mother. Deuteronomy 32, verse 18, from the American Standard and the New American Standard versions, "You neglected the rock who begot you and forgot the God who gave you birth." You see, we see God taking on the motherly role of teaching and cuddling and nourishing his children in Hosea chapter 11, verse 3 and 4. "I taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by their arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I drew them with gentle cords, with bands of love, and I was to them as those who take the yoke from their necks. I stooped and fed them." See, God took on a motherly role toward his own people. And since God is the one who made them, he knows everything mothers have to experience and endure. So naturally, God instructed all men everywhere throughout all of time to honor their mothers. And our mothers are worthy of all the honor we can give them, because they do so much more than keep the house and tend to the children. Mothers are our nurses and doctors, our psychologists and counselors. They are our chauffeurs and coaches. Mothers are developers of personalities, molders of vocabularies, shapers of attitudes. Mothers are soft voices saying, "I love you," and tough love to discipline us. And mothers are a link to God. A child's first impression of God's love is often seen in his mother. Mothers make a difference. Mothers matter because they protect us. The Hebrew people were in bondage in Egypt, slaves to the pleasure of Egypt's Pharaoh. Their numbers grew so rapidly that Pharaoh ordered all male babies to be killed. In Exodus 2, verses 1 through 4, "And a man of the house of Levi went and took as wife a daughter of Levi. So the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him 3 months. But when she could no longer hide him, she took an ark of bulrushes for him, daubed it with asphalt and pitch, put the child in it, and laid it in the reeds by the river bank. And his sister stood afar off to know what would be done to him." All the male children of Israel were to be drowned as soon as they were born. Folks, it was a massacre. Thousands and thousands of Jewish babies being put to death. But this one mother looked into her newborn boy's eyes, and she couldn't bear the thought of his death. So she defied Pharaoh's orders, and she built a baby boat. And she hid him in the reeds along the side of the Nile River. And you know the rest of the story. Pharaoh's daughter comes to the river to bathe. She finds a baby and takes him as her own. And through God's providence, Moses' own mother was brought in to nurse him and continued to be his nanny until he grew up. And it was because of her protection that the child Moses grew up into a strong man and set his people free from the bondage of Egypt as God had planned. Most mothers obviously would never need to make that kind of a sacrifice to protect their children. But at the same time, all mothers are protectors. They protect us physically and morally, emotionally, and spiritually. Turn off that TV and clean your room. You better be home before 10 p.m. Now, you know how to behave. Your father and I have raised you better than that. All of those things that mother has said are an effort to protect us from the evil in the world. They will tell us we're making stupid mistakes when everyone else is afraid of hurting our feelings because they're trying to protect us. Irma Bombeck, well-known author and comedian, wrote the following: "The easiest part of being a mother is giving birth. The hardest part is showing up for it each day." And then she tells this story from her own life. She said one afternoon with three kids in tow, she came out of the supermarket pushing a shopping cart, and her little toddler son got away from her just outside the door, and he ran toward a machine with bubble gum and a glass dome. And in a voice that shattered glass, he shouted, "Gimme! Gimme!" She told him she would give him something if he didn't stop shouting and get in the car. And then she physically tried to pry his body from off that bubblegum machine, and he pulled the entire thing over, and glass and balls of bubblegum went all over the parking lot. Now they've got a pretty big crowd gathering, and she told him that he would never see another cartoon as long as he lived if he didn't be quiet and get in that car. And he tried to stop crying. As he looked around at the staring crowd, he was embarrassed and shamed, and then he did something that Irma Bombeck said she would remember for the rest of her life. In his helpless quest for comfort, he turned to the only one he trusted with his heart, Mom, and he threw his arms around her knees and held on for dear life. Now, she had humiliated him, chastised him, and threatened him, but still, she was what he had. And that single incident helped Irma Bombeck realize just how important her role was in the lives of her children. Our mothers are our protectors in the middle of the storm. And when things go bad, even grown men can be comforted by a mother's embrace. Mothers make a difference. Mothers matter because they support us. You remember the story of Hannah and Samuel. Hannah, of course, not being able to bear any children, and that was a big shame back in the ancient world for a woman not to be able to have children. And so she had one desire of her heart, to have a baby, to have a boy child. And so she went to the tabernacle of God and threw herself into prayer before the Lord. And she prayed so long and so hard that Eli, the high priest, thought she was drunk. She was praying silently to herself, but her lips were moving. And so Eli thought she was drunk. And so she told him, "I'm not drunk, but my heart is weary, my heart is heavy, because I don't have a child." And so Eli told her to go her way in peace, that all that she had prayed for would happen. And sure enough, it happened just like she prayed. And she promised God that if he would bless her with a child, she would dedicate him to the Lord, and he would serve in the house of God all his days. And so God answered her prayer, and she bore a son, and his name was Samuel. He was the greatest of all the judges of Israel, a great prophet of Israel. And so true to her word, when she had weaned him, Hannah took her son up to Shiloh, where the tabernacle was, and there she gave him over to the care of the high priest. And then every year when she came to Shiloh to worship, she and her husband, she brought him a little coat, 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 19, a coat she had no doubt made with her own hands. Now, she was not raising him, but she did whatever she could to support him in his work for the Lord. And he knew that she loved him and wanted him to succeed in his life. and that she would do whatever she could to make it happen. Hannah is a great role model for all parents of Christian children. Our children should be given over to the Lord for whatever purpose He has for them, and whatever the Lord chooses to do with our child. Parents, we need to be supportive. Our mothers have always been our number one supporters. And then finally today, mothers make all the difference because they teach us. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, I know that you sincerely trust the Lord, for you have the faith of your mother Eunice and your grandmother Lois. And then 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, you've been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Jesus Christ. Timothy was a great preacher and a leader of the early church. He didn't learn godliness from Paul or even from Peter. He learned to love God from his mother, who had learned that from her mother. Perhaps the most important lesson that we should learn from our mothers and fathers is the lesson of faith. For many, the first glimpse that we have of the love of God is seen in the face of our mother. Several preachers were arguing one day about which version of the Bible was the best. And one man said he only used the King James Version. And another smiled and said he much preferred the New American Standard Bible. A third man piped up and said that he liked the NIV because he could understand it better. But a fourth preacher said he liked his mother's translation the best. And these men were shocked. They said, "We didn't know your mother translated the Bible. We didn't know she even knew Greek or Hebrew." And the preacher said, "Well, she never wrote anything on paper, but she read it to me every day by the way that she lived." I guess when it comes right down to it, mothers make all the difference. They protect us. They support us. They teach us. But most, more basic than their protection and their support and their teaching, the real reason that mothers make all the difference, the real reason that mothers matter, is because they love us. And no matter what, they love us. Mother's Day is our opportunity to say, "Thank you, Mom. Thanks for knowing we never meant it when we got mad and spoke disrespectfully to you. Thanks for forgiving us when we broke your favorite bowl and when that baseball smashed through the window. Thanks for being a great mom, even when we took you for granted. Thanks for loving us. And thanks for knowing that we loved you, even when we didn't say it or show it like we should. Thanks, Mom, for making a difference in our lives." The best way we can honor our mother is to honor God, serving Him and doing His will. You see, your mother wants you to go to heaven when this life is over. And if you think your mother loves you, God loves you so much more. Think about that and make it your goal in life to be a child of God, to be faithful to God, to serve the Lord. And that's the best way that you can honor your mother, because that's what she definitely wanted for you and wants for you. Let's pray together. Our Father and our God in heaven, we thank you so much for all your blessings. We thank you for our mothers. We thank you so much for the lives that they've lived, the influence that they've had and continue to have on us. Though they may be with us or be already passed on, yet that influence continues. And Father, we're so grateful that we can call upon you in prayer and at times like this to remember and reflect upon all that you've done for us and the people that you've blessed us in our lives with. Thank you for those that have been like a mother to us, for those who have supported us and protected us and taught us and loved us like our own mothers have. And we're so grateful for their impact and their influence in our lives. We ask you to bless those that are hurting today, those that are grieving over recent losses. And we pray, Father, that you'll comfort and give peace. Lord, in all things, your will be done. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless everyone. We look forward to seeing you, Lord willing, next Sunday.